6 months ago, police in the Northern Territory began a crackdown on domestic violence, which has since resulted in almost 300 arrests. But one Aboriginal legal organisation says more needs to be done to break the cycle of abuse than just arresting people. In particular, there are calls for more culturally appropriate rehabilitation programs for offenders, as Natalie Whiting reports.
6 months ago, police set up Strike Force Halberd to target the high rates of domestic violence in Alice Springs. Since then, more than 280 arrests have been made in relation to more than 770 offences. Detective Superintendent Brent Warren says in the last week alone, 14 arrests have been made for offences including aggravated assault and breaching a domestic violence order.
We've put extra staff into this specialist unit so that we can build up a cadre of specialist domestic violence investigators who are experienced in dealing with victims and taking statements from victims, as well as collecting the peripheral evidence that you need to secure a conviction against an offender like this and in managing these offenders out in the community.
He says there's also a focus on getting successful prosecutions.
Sometimes when you're dealing with a domestic violence situation, there aren't witnesses to what's going on, and you're managing a victim who's in a delicate situation who might be trying to deal with the fact she's in a domestic violence relationship, and that can make the pathway through the court system very difficult for some people.
The Chief Executive Officer of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Priscilla Collins, says domestic violence is a huge issue for Indigenous women.
I mean, you just got to look at the 11-12 financial year where, you know, there's 2,962 Indigenous females were the victims of domestic violence as opposed to 293 non-Indigenous females. So, you know, the stats in the Territory are horrific.
But she says more than a police operation is needed to stop the abuse.
Unless we kind of like deal with why Aboriginal people are committing these assaults, you know, we need to make sure that we address that, or else we just have this continual cycle.
She says there needs to be more alternatives to prison.
If the police are going to be going out and having a big operation to, you know, arrest people for domestic violence orders and stuff like that, they also need to make sure that there's going to be programs in place for offenders to be able to be part of.
Ms Collins says both the Territory and federal governments need to put more money into programs that are working.
Look, you've got some really fantastic programs out there, but they're very, very minor, you know. There's not a lot of those programs, and they're not spread right throughout the Territory, and especially in the remote communities where they really should be based.
Detective Superintendent Warren says rehabilitation programs can be offered in jail.
For some of the more serious offending that we're dealing with, jail is necessary to give breathing space to a victim so that she can separate and re-establish herself after what sometimes can be a really significant traumatic assault or series of assaults.
The Northern Territory Police are looking at running the strike force permanently.
Natalie Whiting.